letting go when playing music is all about the inner game, what goes on in your mind. It's about lowering your resistance to what you're hearing. This is a very popular teaching concept when it comes to playing music in books such as The Inner Game of Music, or Effortless Mastery, or The Perfect Wrong Note, which are all books I recommend. Because if the equation was intention plus technique equals execution, then it would simply be a question of, you know, having the intention and then having chops. And that's it. That's all you would ever have to do. But it's far more than that. Of course, in sports games, the underdog sometimes wins. And sometimes that is due to their attitude, or at least their less resistance, in their less mental clutter. I once asked a musician who always sounded great, and I knew her personally, and she never practiced. And I would always say, "How do you do that?" She would say, "I only play what I can play." That's a very Zen answer. Some of the quotes from the book Effortless Mastery are, "I am a master." You know, the mind can't accept that necessarily. You might not think you're a master, but if you sit with that and let it permeate into your subconscious, don't you think your playing would start to change? There's meditations that come with that book, by the way. "Every note I play," here's another quote, "every note I play is the most beautiful sound I have ever heard." And there's meditation on that. It's a wonderful thing. It makes you like a child again, to really hear the sound and love them. And now there's no tension, there's no resistance, there's no "I should be this" or "I wish I were that" or anything like that. I also have a book, audio book summary of Effortless Mastery. You can ask me for it. And I also made a meditation for guitarists, which you can listen to on YouTube. And if you're not a guitarist, just in your mind, substitute the word guitar for whatever your instrument is. And that could be useful. One of the other stories I wanted to tell was an excerpt from a book called How Champions Think. It's when famous golf champion Jack Nicklaus was addressing a group during a speech. And he said, "I never missed a putt during a PGA championship." And then, you know, the fact is he did miss putts. And someone actually stood up and said, "But Jack, you missed, you know, you missed the putt on hole number whatever on whatever year tour, blah, blah, blah." And he said, "No, I didn't." And then the person who asked Jack the question asked the author of the book later, like, "How could he be so clueless like that?" And the author's answer was, it's not that he's denying the truth. It's that he simply believes that he didn't miss a putt, that he did so well. And it's because there was no resistance in his mind. It's a key to how champions think. They are definitely not self-critical. I mean, they'll self-assess afterwards, as you should, you know, playing Monday morning quarterback and looking at the videotape and all this. But during the game, no way. They're in complete, you know, blissed out, relaxed. And then, so this leads me to summarize what the inner game. Now, I don't have notes on the inner game of music. I read it a long time ago, but I do have a summary of what all the inner game books have in common, like the inner game of tennis, the inner game of golf, and the inner game of music. And it goes like this. 1, how your two selves interact decide how skilled you are on the outside. In other words, self one is the self, is the conscious mind, the thinking, deciding, self-critical mind. And self two is the subconscious mind, which you can only access when you're in the flow, or we say in the zone, when you're completely relaxed. And we perform best when self two is in charge. That's point number one. Point number two, for your performance to flow effortlessly, you must calm self one down and have faith in self two. So don't judge yourself. Just observe what happens during the performance and trust that self two will do the best it can. Now, this is where the meditation comes in, because if you've been practicing letting go, then it's much easier to do that on the fly. If you've never practiced it before, you know, even the thought of, you know, "I should be trusting myself and letting go" can itself be a frustration. And point number three, the inner game applies to all areas of life. Kids instinctively utilize implicit learning, meaning they learn, but they can't necessarily explain every step of what they're learning. The best performers are non-judgmental, non-controlling, and they have more fun. So stay cool, don't give yourself a hard time, and have fun. And last but not least, some suggestions to lower your resistance. Some of these are mine, and some of these came up in the clinic. Thank you to those who contributed. In a live playing situation, if you're feeling resistance, A, simply stop and take a deep breath. B, listen to what the other musicians are doing if you're stuck for ideas. C, feel the emotion of the moment, whether it be the content of the song you're playing or how you're feeling. Lowering your resistance while at home. A, make time for free play, meaning just allow time to play. And Kenny Werner has, the author of Effortless Mastery, has a Jamie Abersold book whose tracks we played along with, some of whose tracks we played along with. It's called Free Play. It's Jamie Abersold called Free Play. That's it. And it has free backing tracks. And another great book, by the way, on playing free is Derek Bailey's Improvisation. So while practicing at home, A, make time for free play. B, take mental or written, when possible, notes of what you can't do. And then isolate those things later and work on them in your practice routine. Have fun.